beautiful outside. Super nice, man. But it's also nice indoors by yourself when no one's around with the coronavirus. It's never been more important to masturbate alone than now with the coronavirus. Jesus Christ. Everybody's worried about getting chlamydia. Now you drag your dirty hand on my face and now I got lung disease. I'm telling you. I missed out on so much. I got this great job. And all of a sudden, you know, girls would talk to you that wouldn't talk to you before.
Right.
And it's all disease. It's everything's a goddamn disease. If it wasn't SARS, it's this. If it wasn't AIDS, it was, you know,
gonorrhea,
herpes. I'm like, I can't do it.
It really did kind of bubble over right when you started in radio.
Right the time, you know, this incredible gig came to me where girls would talk to you and would literally rather call the police and mace you. And I still couldn't bring myself to do it.
I was just thinking, when was I in high school when the Magic Johnson news conference was held?
Oh, man.
It was like right then.
I think we'd just gone number one. Everything was great. The radio station's off. Everything was really great. And then Tommy Morrison had that press conference.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, yep, this town's gone. Like, I mean, you're like, yeah. And by the way, we all hung out in Westport, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was all set. That was like the ground zero of disease at the time.
Jesus.
So now you're just at home just lamenting.
What could have been?
Yes.
What should have been?
That's exactly right.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize. And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
These perilous times. Sure, you go out, go to a bar, you get roofied, get herpes. You know?
That's if it goes good.
Maybe a simple kiss gives you coronavirus. Or you stay at home with some incredible item engineered to give you orgasms, and then you roll over and you go right to sleep. I can see John. I can see Jerry. I can see Tate wants to play. I see Erica, Nora, and Kat. So, we have a full roster. Let's play. John, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, Johnny, I'm 47, been married for 24 years. I got nothing. My wife's got a couple vibrators.
Uh-huh, 24 years. And would you say that it's been good?
Yeah, it has.
Excellent. You know, I actually felt like he kind of believed that, didn't you?
He did.
How's the sex life?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, right. Everything's fine. How's the sex life?
It's good.
Okay, now your voice really did go up there.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Could be worse.
Moment.
I'm calling the radio station for something to stick my dick in. All right. Listen, you're going to play, my friend. John's going to play. Tate on. Tate, who are you?
Hey, Johnny. My name's Tate. I'm 28 years old, single. Got a girlfriend a little over a year now.
And you're not single, son.
I'm sorry?
She gets upset when you say you're single, but you have a girlfriend.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. Is she sitting right there?
No.
All right. So you got a girlfriend for a year. You're 28 years old. How's it going, by the way? Everything going good?
It's phenomenal, man. I couldn't ask for anything better, to be honest with you.
Excellent. You know what let me tell you then the move is. Make her happy, but don't get married.
Okay. I see how it goes.
You see, hey, Tate.
It's just paper, right?
John, you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, good luck with that, man.
All right, Tate, you stay right there. You're going to play. John, you're going to play. I got to get Jerry on. Jerry, how are you?
Hey, Johnny, how's it going?
What's going on? What's your story?
My name's Terry. I'm 42, and I'm married with a girlfriend.
And I have... Hey, hold on 1 second. Whoever's got their radio, you got to turn it down, man.
A little over a year now.
You got to turn your... Hey, who's the chode of the radio up, Jake? hold on. Put everybody on hold except Jerry, please. Have Jake talk to him. There you go. Stay. Hey, Jerry, all right, tell me your story.
Yeah, I'm Terry, I'm 42. I'm married with a girlfriend, and I have one little pocket friend.
That's it. When you say pocket friend, you have like a little pocket vagina?
Yeah. I didn't know the political word to say for it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a rubber vagina. That's right. You know, the sad part is we just know it's not real. That's the hard part.
Well, it's all imagination.
Did you say you were married with a girlfriend, or you just mean married?
Married with a girlfriend.
Oh, thank you for catching that, Nick. I was busy on the other thing.
Yeah, Nikki.
Sorry.
So you, is this the infamous T-Bones thruple?
No.
Oh, she doesn't know about your girlfriend.
I'm dropping a girlfriend off now at work.
Does she know you're... Okay, so it is a thruple. It's you three are all aware of each other.
Yes.
And how long has this been going on?
3 years.
Is everything going to come back three in this conversation?
No. Uh-huh.
So tell me, are you BSing me?
No,
Johnny. Let me talk to her.
Hang on.
Hey, there, Johnny.
Hey, sweetheart. Hey, Tiff. So you guys are all... He's married, and she lived, and you all three live together.
Yeah.
And do you all sleep in the same room?
No, hell no.
No, but do you? Are you all together though? You're all sexual, right? No.
Yeah.
It's okay. The answer, no matter what you answer, it's okay. I'm just asking you what you do.
Oh sure. I mean, sharing's best, right? Your parents told you to share when you were kids. Why not share as adults?
Did you just say transvestite?
No, heck no.
What did you just, didn't you just say?
You said sharing's best. Your parents told you sharing's best.
Okay, sharing's best, right? I was like, I thought you said transvestite. I was like, what? So are you with his girlfriend or his wife, or are you with him?
I'm with him.
Okay, do you get down with her?
Sometimes, if he's out of town.
If he's out of town, and how long has this been going on? About
3 years.
And you don't want
to? Who's to say you can only love one person? But hey, Johnny.
That's right.
I have fun talking to you. I got to get to work.
Okay. All right. Sorry to interrupt. All right. My apologies. Sorry to bother you. Jesus Christ. You know what? She goes to work. Does she bring the money home to you? Do you guys all have one money in one account or separate accounts?
Oh, I got the bank card.
Who is this man? I don't want to give him anything. He's got two chicks and they're bringing
him a lot.
They're bringing him home checks. What do you need? You don't need nothing. You need an extra D. That's what you need.
Man, I need something.
All right. You're going to play, weirdo. I love you. All right. Jerry's going to play. John's going to play. Tate's going to play. All right. Here it is. How it works, guys. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today, and it's a big ticket item. It's the Mother Sucker rechargeable pump from Hot Products. You ain't getting late much. You can't understand. You just want your junk touched, but not by your own hand. Well, we've got something for you guys. Whip it out, stick it in, turn it on, and just
try the mother sucker. It's a pump for you guys.
Let's be clear here. I said mother sucker.
Try the mother sucker. Try the mother sucker, guys.
That's what the damn thing is called.
The mother sucker is a rechargeable electric vacuum pump.
It has an incredible feel in 5 section levels.
No pump delivers more.
This pump sucks.
With a big ticket item you are faced. If you win, you'll have a new place to put your baby face.
Time to place your bids. Time to place your bids, guys.
It's the mother sucker from Hot Products.
Time to place your bids. Time to place your bids, guys.
It's a big ticket item, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Was it too hard to get suck, mother sucker, suck, suck, mother suck?
It was hard getting that word out, singing it, without it sounding like the wrong word.
Yeah. Suck, mother, sucker, suck, mother, suck. Yeah. That's tough. That's a tough one.
I didn't want to take a chance.
Yeah, I got you. This looks like a big one. It looks like a high ticket item.
It is a big ticket.
Yes. All right, so this thing, this looks nice. Although, I got to tell you, the way it separates the word mother and then suckers underneath it, I'm like... Mm-hmm. It makes me feel a little creepy. I'm like, I picture some guy go, mommy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let me see.
Where's my, look at the way it's on the box though.
Oh yeah.
Because no one sucks like mommy does. I'm like, mother sucker.
Mommy says I'm the best.
I always make that one word, by the way, if I text it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's not correct. So there it is. What's the rest of it?
That's it. Yeah.
So what do you do?
Yeah. Oh, you put your.
I know. Your wiener goes in somewhere, but then the.
Yeah. Hold the button down for about 30 seconds.
All right. Oh, there we go. And then. There's one. Where's the? Oh, that's the suction one. Oh. Yeah. That's just pretty. Oh, that'll. Oh no! That definitely. That's definitely gonna give you a hickey, man. If you let it, like it's very.
That's the low level too.
What?
Where's the high level? Where's the high level?
Yeah, it filters through. Okay. Yeah, there we go. It's a little
you mean
bit
the
higher.
One the one I had it on? Okay, dummy, don't help. Here, put that there. Who knows? It's just going fine. Yeah. Everything's fine. Some fathead doesn't get enough attention.
He adds his own seasoning. Ugh. That's impressive, though. It's real classy looking.
Now I don't care anymore.
Nice and shiny.
All right, John, what would you pay for such a thing?
Big ticket item, I'd say
$198.90. All right. What about you, Tate?
I'm going to say $64.99.
And then finally, Jerry with two girls.
I'm going to say $49.
$49. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price is
$111.99.
Oh, Tate, this is all yours. 28 years old, a girlfriend, not married, and you got yourself a mother sucker. Oh, Tate. Tate.
Awesome.
Tate, do we have plans to get married?
Maybe one day. We got a lot to get taken care of between now and then, though.
You know what? That is the key, man. There's two ways to do it. Either be real honest up front, I don't ever want this, or, yeah, someday. Same way she promises you anal. You know, it ain't ever coming, but she keeps a dream alive.
Exactly, you know?
Yep. All right, you stay right there. Tate, welcome. That's yours. We're going to hook Jerry and John up with something. Jerry, you weirdo, go home and get some rest.
I'm going to work.
Yeah. 3 years. Yeah. You've managed to have three girls or two girls with you. And how often do you normally just have sex with one of them one at a time, or is it always together?
Well, never together.
Never together, really?
No.
So the two won't have sex with you at the same time. It's always separate. Why is
that? They're weirdos.
they're down. Hold on. They're down with that relationship, but they're not down being in the same bed together.
Yeah, one's not as given as the other one.
And but everybody's okay with the program.
Well, yeah. They gotta be.
No, you don't gotta be. They can just leave at any time. What, do you keep them on a leash? You got one of You got one of them chained up? Is the other one not at work? Is she locked down?
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Jesus Christ. This tape's getting deposed by the feds. Jesus Christ. All right, I gotta get off this. Good luck with that. All right, give him something, anything to go away. Just give it to him.
Oh, dear.
Whatever is or isn't going on there, I don't even want to know anymore.
That, you know what? That's a show that needs to happen, but I don't know who's going to follow it.
Yeah, to me, that was the reality. It's probably real in a three way. Like, that's really how it is. Mm-hmm. Not this other thing I've got blown up in my head from Pornhub.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's literally T and Sabrina with some right on the cusp of being handicapped person chained to a wall downstairs in the basement. Someone with like a 74 IQ, where they, you know, you're like, nah, you could live on your own, but I don't feel like you know what you're doing.
She's got friends. They're friends.
Yeah, right?
No, it's not.
Friends without pants.
Erica, welcome to the show. Jesus Christ. Erica.
Hi, good morning.
What's your story?
I'm Erica. I'm 25. Divorced, but in a relationship, and I've got a couple of vibrators.
25, and you already got married and divorced. Good
and
for
divorced,
you.
Yeah,
get it out of the
I'm
way.
Pro.
Get that starter of marriage out of the way.
Exactly.
How long did you know him before you married him?
About 8 years. We've got two kids together.
That's always tough. That's a so you got married at what age? How long did you make it?
Not quite 2 years.
So what happened was, it was all crashing, and you thought, well, if we get married, that'll save it.
Well, yeah, I got pregnant with our second child, and I figured it was meant to be. I might as well. And it didn't work out, and I kind of stepped out and found somebody else and got pregnant.
Hold on. You got pregnant with another dude's baby?
Yeah, I did. While I was still married.
Hey, let me tell you. I'm going to let Erica. This is not judging. So, you know. You know that whole thing about, I guess that's meant to be? There's nothing in the world that's meant to be. It's all a matter of our actions and reactions. Like, so correct. If you don't take birth control and a man ejaculates inside of you, that's not God saying, it's meant to be. That's you not taking birth control.
Right.
Got it?
Yeah.
Now let's get to masturbating. I feel like, see, Eric, I was like a mentor to you there.
Yeah, it was perfect. You're great. You should be
If only you'd known me prior to that other little issue.
I did.
So, Erica, here's the thing. We're just not going to do that, young lady. You're very wonderful. You stay there. All right. Erica's going to play. Miss Nora's going to play. Miss Nora, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you, Johnny?
I am fine. I'm fine. What's your story?
So I'm 31, married 3 years now. I have 6 or 7 vibrators. I don't know. What else you want to know?
You're really going for it.
Well, some days.
Do you have a favor? You have 6 or 7. Where do they all come from?
Well, so there's this whole fancy Wish app, and I just got them all in a set at one point. So I go for the cheap stuff because when you got 2 kids, you can't afford all that fancy mumbo jumbo.
Really? You just got to get the job done?
She BOGO'd her vibrator.
You really did. Good for you.
Good for you.
So far, Erica and Nora are my favorites, man. All right. Well done. All right. Erica, Nora, stay there because we're going to get Kat with a K on. Hello, Kat with a K.
Hi.
What's your story?
I am 28 years old. I've been married for 3 years, and I have a vibrator and a dildo.
You have a vibrator and a dildo. And you've been married for how long?
3 years.
3 years. And were they a gift, or did you purchase them?
I purchased the vibrator. I think my husband purchased the dildo.
So you sound like you're kind of iffy on the whole sex thing with your husband these days.
Oh, God, no. I love it.
Yeah? All right, good. All right.
You look on his face right now.
Oh, was he in the car with you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what else are you going to say? Of course you got to say you love it. Jesus Christ, man. You can't be like, oh, God. Can't wait to dump this loaf. Yeah. All right. Kat, Nora, Erica, you know how this works. The closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. So, ladies, please listen.
Oh, the ladies. Our item up for bid today is the Dick Boy 6. Realistic dildo from Hot Products. In this world of ever-changing technology, it can be difficult for one to keep up. Stronger, bigger, faster, smarter. Trying to stay ahead of the curve can prove to be problematic, which is why sometimes you harken back to a simpler time. A time when your sex toys were bereft of the need for USB chargers, downloadable apps, and staggering levels of vibration and oscillation.
There is no greater pleasure for a woman than bicycling in one's bloomers. Fresh air, the exercise, and the pleasure of a leather saddle between one's thighs. Bicycle smile, I believe they call it. It's changed my life.
Well, maybe not quite that simple. You see, with the
bicycle
six,
smile,
what you see is what you get. 6 perfectly adequate inches of penile penetration. You won't need to sit on a bag of peas after riding this rubber ranger. No, no. This silicone samurai is sufficiently satisfactory. It's fine. It gets the job done. It's a workmanlike way. A perfectly passable peener. I mean, really, who needs all that extra girth and length anyhow? Certainly not the missus.
At least that's what she tells me.
Between hails of derisive laughter.
Which doesn't bother me nearly as much as, you know, the pointing.
Always with the pointing.
I've come to a grim realization.
And I should probably stop talking. Place your bids, ladies. It's the Dick Boy 6 from Hot Products. And it can be yours if the price is right.
Yep, you know, this is... That's it.
Well, that's pretty good go-to right there.
Sure it is. Still bigger than D.
It is not.
Absolutely is.
You have not seen...
No doubt it is. No, no doubt it is.
That makes it easy when he's shopping for these.
That's right. That's not a bad one, though.
Hmm. No, it's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Yeah. It's says the two guys, it's fine. What's wrong with that one? All right, ladies, it's a nice one. It's got a sucking cup. It's shaped just like a D. It's 6 inches. It's a regular sized penis. It's to say it's not going to scare the kids. So here we go. Erica, what would you pay for such an item?
$30.
$30. What about you, Nora?
$25.99.
And finally, Kat with a K.
$1.
$1. She's gone low, kids. The actual manufacturer suggested retail prices.
$19.99.
Whoa, look at
bold,
you.
Bold maneuver, Kat. It pays off.
Well, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to need, another D in my life.
Would you like to trade it to another girl? Would you rather have something else?
Oh, if they want it, for sure.
Erica, Nora?
I'm working with now.
I'm sorry?
I said, I think I'm doing all right with what I'm working with now.
Well, because what I'll do,
Kat, I want it.
Well, who's that?
Erica.
Erica. All right, Erica, we're going to give you this
well,
this D-boy. I know. Did you say all sweet? Well, I want it. God, I want a girl to say it like that to me. I won't, but well, I won't.
You gotta look at them all.
You gotta, yeah, right? You gotta make your eyes real big. I won't. Oh my God. Did your hair just naturally pull itself into pigtails just then?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you stay right there, Miss Erica. Hold on a second. That means Nora and Kat, we're gonna hook you guys up with tickets for Volbeat or Five Finger, all right?
Deal.
All right. Nora?
Great.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic still. I mean, I didn't win, but that's all right. I'm pretty good with what I got right now. So. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Her vagina's a poor John.
I know. I just feel like that was that disappointed wife sound.
That's all right. We'll make do.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I was just excited to get through to actually talk to you because I listen to you every morning.
Oh, now I'm just give her something else. Too. What do you want? We'll give you anything, of course. We have another dildo for her?
I think we might have another one.
Would you like a dildo, Nora?
Sure.
And tickets?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Just because. You okay with that, Kat?
Totally fine.
All right. Everybody stay there.
You're like the Robin Hood of D's.
Well, then she said the nice thing. She said the nice thing.
She did.
And I was like, yeah, what can I do? I'm a sucker. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very kind.
I'll take it, mister.
I like, want a mister.
I'm like.
I'd like that.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I'll scoop it up.
You know what? I'm going to go home and teach Sassy that. I want a mister. It's going to take some acting lessons, but I feel like she can pull it off, you know.
She can.